AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's 2025 in Malaysia. Elsewhere, the streets were buzzing with excitement in Damascus as Syrians welcomed in the new year that seemed to many to bring a promise of a brighter future after the unexpected fall of Bashar Assad's government weeks earlier. Tonight, it's the big send-off to 2024 in Times Square. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Officials in New York say there are no specific credible threats to Times Square for New Year's Eve, but still taking no chances. Mayor Eric Adams.
We have plainclothes teams, canine teams, and officers on horsebacks and helicopters and on boats. The full complement of our police personnel would be here.
The streets around Times Square closed to traffic, sand trucks blocking them. People coming in for the big celebration going through designated checkpoints. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Spectators should expect to be screened by our counterterrorism officers.
The commissioner is saying no backpacks, large bags, umbrellas, or alcohol are among the things banned. Police say they take into account what's happening overseas when planning security, like the recent Christmas market attack in Germany. Julie Walker, New York.
New York police identified the woman who died after being set on fire while inside a New York City subway train. She's 61-year-old Debrina Kawam from New Jersey. New York Mayor Eric Adams says Kawam had a brief stint in the city's homeless shelter system. In Germany, two people were attacked with a knife in a neighborhood in Berlin. A suspect has been arrested. Stock markets will remain closed January 9th in honor of former President Jimmy Carter, continuing a long-held Wall Street tradition and mourning the nation's leaders. The 9th is also a national day of mourning for Carter, who died in Georgia at the age of 100. A state funeral will be held on the 9th in Washington. This is AP News. Rain and snow are in the forecast on New Year's Eve.
In New York City, tonight's Times Square celebration is expected to draw big crowds despite rain in the forecast. AccuWeather predicts heavy rain and a thunderstorm this evening. In fact, there's rain, snow, and a wintry mix in the forecast from the Midwest part of the Northeast today. From Maryland to Florida, there'll be spotty showers. The good news? The West will start to see a break from the relentless wet pattern. Las Vegas will bid farewell to 2024 with its annual 8-minute pyrotechnic show on the Las Vegas Strip. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to turn out in dry but cold weather, a low in the upper 30s. I'm Rita Foley.
CNN says former anchor Aaron Brown has died. Brown was on the air in New York during the unfolding tragedy of the 9/11 attacks. Aaron Brown was 76. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.